Now, for more than 50 years, Shenfield High School has been serving the local area. This batch of GCSE and A-level results from the pupils at the school were particularly good. An entry for Year 7 in 2016 is now open. Shenfield High School prides itself on having an outstanding PE department. In 2012, Ofsted stated that sport at Shenfield High School is very strong. So, joining me now to tell us all about that is Head of PE at Shenfield High School, Gary Sapsford. Welcome, Gary.
Good afternoon, Bob.
Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
You're not any good at radio presenting, are you? Because I think I'll give up today.
Absolutely not. No.
I've had a good day so far today, so bear with me. Now, I had a look at the school's excellent website yesterday, and under sport alone, you've umpteen pages covering your PE department, Shenfield Cricket Academy, Shenfield Football Academy, the School Games Partnership, and activities from badminton, table tennis, trampolining, to swimming. And as head of PE, I assume you oversee all that, don't you?
Yes.
Well, you must be a really busy man.
It's a busy department, yes.
So tell us about the cricket and football academies then, can you?
Right. In 2010, we had a 3G Astro and Pavilion built. That took about 10 years to fund that whole project.
Right.
And it was with a view to starting a football academy. So that started in 2010. And the academy's gone from strength to strength. Obviously, lots of students come in. That's post-16. We've got a coach who's level 4 qualified coach, a really excellent coach, who works with the guys every single day, normally 2 hours a day. They play matches on Wednesdays. I think they're playing. They're playing today.
Right.
And they're partnered with Brentwood Town Football Club, and lots of the players coming through to play in the first team for Brentwood Town. So it's a really good marriage there. We've had players go on and to go to semi-professional. Some players are going on to professional football, and lots have gone out to America for full scholarships, sports scholarships.
Right. And presumably you play in some school leagues, do you?
We're in an academies league. They were county champions last year in two competitions. They were national champions as well last year, as well as the football academy playing under Brentwood Town's name.
Wow.
And that was played up at Notts County last April, and that was a real highlight of the year.
It must have been a good experience for the players.
Oh,
yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. We won on penalties, so it was really dramatic, and come back from 1-0 down, so a really fantastic day.
Fantastic. Now, and it also mentions the School Games Partnership. I don't know what that is. Can you tell us what that is?
Yes, sure, yes. Shenfield is the hub site for basically all Brentwood school sports, so district primaries and district secondary schools. We organise competitions for all of the schools to try and engage and promote competition and participation. So there's loads of pretty much all the primary schools are involved in competitions, including the Shenfield Cup we've all got going on tomorrow. There's all sorts of different sports. I think we start with year 1-2 football. Okay, so like the 5-6 year olds get to play the sport,
right.
And hopefully it's a first taste for many to think, this is good for me and I enjoy it, and then they'll go away and join a club and get involved in regular participation.
Yeah.
So it's a way of making sure that all schools have an opportunity to compete regularly in sport.
Yeah, fantastic. It gets in the blood, doesn't it, when they start that early?
It does, really. And when parents see how much they enjoy that competition, hopefully they get enthused by it and encourage their children to carry on.
Yeah. Well, we mentioned all the activities earlier on, so many different types of sport. Does that all take place in school time, or is there extracurricular activities that go on?
Majority of our sports are, the competitive ones are done in morning clubs, lunchtime, and after school clubs.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But the clubs, although we talk about our academies, we also have a philosophy of maximising participation. So we'll have clubs that are open to all abilities. And really try and engage in, perhaps non-competitive recreational activities as well as, sporting competitions. So everyone is encouraged to engage in PE at Shenfield, whether it's, in a competitive basis or a more recreational level.
Yeah, fine. So what sports facilities do you have at the school?
We are lucky. Obviously, as I mentioned, the Astro, but we've got two big fields, swimming pool, gymnasium, 5 badminton courts, sports hall, a fitness room. There's a dance studio as well, so and obviously hard court area for tennis And so, yes, we are very blessed for a state school.
Sounds great. And you mentioned earlier on some sporting successes, but you had some more in girls' cricket, I think, haven't you?
Yes. So, you mentioned earlier about the Cricket Academy. That started in 2013, September 2012. So we're in our third year now. And that has helped kind of snowball the level of cricket at the school, although it's again post 16 that we're taking lots of students in for the Cricket Academy. It just has helped people realise, you know, what a commitment there is at Shenfield for school cricket. I think we won our first county title at cricket in 2004, and Matt Salisbury was one of the players in that team who's since gone on to become a professional cricketer for Essex. And the girls' cricket really started to establish itself in 2006-07 with a couple of players who were really keen, and we kind of built a team around them, engaged girls who likes playing other sports, and we followed that formula for, well, ever since. And I think we've won the under 15 county title for 5 straight years, the under 13 county title for 3 straight years. We were national champions at under 13 level last summer. And 2 weeks ago, we were in the national under 15 finals, finished third in softball cricket. And then 3 days later, we had the national T20 hardball finals, and we again finished third. Both games, we narrowly missed out on the last ball.
Still great to progress that far.
Yeah, we were really proud of the girls. They performed well against some really strong teams. Yeah. And when you're competing with, you know, the best private schools like Brighton College, which have professional cricket coaches for their girls section, it really is a testament to the hard work that the girls put in. The local clubs are also a big part of that. Hutton Cricket Club and Bentley Cricket Club really do help us, and the relationship we have with them, and like all local clubs, really helps, you know, establish the guys in terms of their high quality.
That is so great when the whole community comes together like that. And
Definitely, there's some really important people in this community that give so much to sport, and without them, we couldn't do what we do. So we're really grateful for the community links we've got. You know, Shenfield Cricket Club do an awful lot. Hutton Football Club, you know, I could list many clubs. There's rugby clubs in the area, you know, are really keen and supportive. So,
And you must have a great big trophy cabinet as well, I would think.
Well, actually, it fell apart the other day.
Oh.
There was too many trophies in there. So if anyone's got a trophy cabinet out there, they'd like to donate for us.
Yes. Okay, we'll put out an appeal for that, now, tomorrow night, it's the school's open evening. What's going to happen on the night as far as PE is concerned?
Right, yeah, so 5 to 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Yeah. We're expecting loads of people to come down. We have our sports hall with lots of different sporting activities. There's some phenomenal gymnasts in the school that will be performing. Trampolining, our cricket academy will be showing off their skills. We'll have some futsal being played in our sports hall. The netballers, our county cup finalists in our year 10 girls, they'll be playing some netball. Our swimming pool is going to be open, and we've got a national level swimmer, amongst other swimmers, going to be swimming in the pool to show off the pool. And in the gymnasium, there's lots of different activities for the prospective year sixes or year fives that are coming round to get involved in and have a look. Right. So, yeah, there'll be lots going on.
That's great. And it's completely open. Anyone can come along and have
That's
a look,
right.
See what goes on. Brilliant.
Yeah.
And for the first time this year, for next year's entry, you're providing 25 places at the school for year seven students in the Sports Academy programme. Can you tell us about that and how that's going to work?
Yes, our Junior Sports Academy, yes, that's going to run for the first time from September. Say, we've had a long-established record of success in PE and school sport, and that's based on, you know, the hard work and commitment from, you know, students, staff and parents. So with the success of the Cricket and Football Academies, we're looking to now, you know, provide these opportunities from 11 years up, so we can really start the ball rolling even earlier, where people really do, you know, embed, you know, skills and habits for life. So, yeah, that program is going to encourage people to apply. There's a aptitude testing date on the 10th of October, 12 o'clock in our sports hall. Obviously, people can go on our website to find out details.
Yeah, we'll give that out later at the end. Yeah. So what happens when they go through this test?
Well, we'll score them in lots of different areas, fitness, skill-related, some game-related. Obviously, we'll take into account the relative ability of their individual favourite sport as well. They'll be given scores on these different tests, and we'll offer places to the guys who are most successful. So 10% of the final cohort will consist of our Sport Academy and the Drama Arts Academy students.
Right, yeah.
And for these guys, we're going to provide programmes that are really going to help stretch and challenge them to become the best athletes they can be.
Right, so they'll get sort of additional sports coaching and fitness training and all that kind of thing, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. We have a morning session, obviously morning clubs, but an extended session that will provide strength conditioning on a weekly basis. We'll also be offering nutritional advice, parental training to encourage them, the gifted and talented performers, to reach, maximise their potential. There'll be things like target setting. There'll be academic mentoring to make sure they're not falling behind with targets.
Right, yeah. So,
obviously, some students who are, you know, at a very high level do have to have time out of school to compete in different competitions or to travel to competitions, and we'll be working to make sure that we can, you know, marry up their sporting prowess with also, you know, supporting them with their academic needs.
Sure, yeah, sounds fantastic. So how can parents apply for one of these places?
Yeah, so our website has got the details of the application form, which they can print off, and obviously they should send that in to me at the school. The detail of my email address is on the school website.
Yeah, and that website, it's www.shenfield.essex.sch.uk/
I'm glad you remembered that.
Well, we'll put that on our website later on, so if you didn't have time to write that down, have a look at the 123 show page later today, and you'll find all that information there. Well, like I said, Gary, a very busy man indeed. Thanks for telling us all about this, and good luck with it all, and may you have many more sporting successes.
Thank you, Bob. Yeah, no, it's been a great year, and hopefully you'll see loads of people tomorrow night to answer any more questions that people have.
Yeah, have a great night, and it looks like the weather's going to be good as well, so
yeah,
that's brilliant. All right, Gary.
Thank you.
Thanks ever so
Thanks
much. Cheers.